You're listening to Vatican Radio. The plain red cross on a white background, logo of the International Committee of the Red Cross, is a well-known symbol of humanitarian support for civilians caught up in conflicts in countries around the world. Yet ICRC officials have recently been raising the alarm that protection for their personnel is increasingly hard to guarantee. In 2015 alone, 24 Red Cross or Red Crescent staff and many more volunteers were killed in countries from Syria to Sudan, from Guinea to Guatemala. Francesco Rocca is president of the Italian Red Cross and vice president of the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent. He shared with Luca Attanasio his concerns that for the first time in the history of modern conflicts, the humanitarian principles of the Geneva Convention are being ignored by both governments and non-state military organizations.
Yes, we have this clear perception that there is no respect for the Geneva Convention. All. This is, of course, in the last 5 years, happened several times in Syria. Dramatically, we lost more than 50 volunteers. In several occasions, we call the parties to respect our humanitarian mandate, but despite our efforts, we lost so many lives, and we are calling all the governments, all the states, to strengthen the respect for the international humanitarian law. This is something that all the government must do. We do call, and we are working with all the national societies in all the world. We have more than 190 nations to increase this respect. On the other side, as you said, we have this new phenomenon of these insurgents that are not obliged to the Geneva Convention. While this is not completely true, every single person has a personal mandate to respect the life, to respect the human dignity. So this is not an excuse. Of course, we are working with all the parties involved even in the civil wars to spread the knowledge of the international humanitarian law. But this is not enough because people are still dying. And then it's more sad when you are forced to see something like what happened in Yemen a few weeks ago, the bombing of an hospital. This is something that is a shame for the international community to stay in silence when something so tragic happened.
What are you trying to put forward in order to tackle this phenomenon?
Dialogue, because for us it's important that all the parties understand how is important the access to the victims, because it's not only a matter of life or death of the humanitarian staff and humanitarian volunteers, it's a question of life or death of the victims of the conflict, the most vulnerable. We want to reach the vulnerable, and for us it's important to engage governments and all the parties involved in conflicts to have a dialogue with the humanitarian actors. So we had our international conference last month, and we again, because every 4 years we have our international conference, the Red Cross Red Crescent Conference with the governments, but every 4 years we reaffirm the needs to do something. Of course, this time was a bit more strong because we do perceive that there is this need, but we hope that in the next few future something could improve. But let me tell you, the situation is very difficult for the humanitarian staff on the field.